way too.
Agreed.
I'd like to call the Sixth Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September the 19th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. We have a very special presentation this morning for our prayer. We have Osage children here from our school. And Mr. Martin, the superintendent, would like to say a few words that I believe the children are going to gather up front and recite the Lord's Prayer together. Congressman Big Horse, Congresswoman Whitehorn, if you could maybe turn your microphones towards the group of Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Speaker Tillman. We're honored to be here. These are the students from our third grade, Daposka and Kodapi, and they would like to begin the session with prayer. But first, they would like to introduce themselves.
Emmett Lee Smith. Misha C. Joseph Bates, student in English. Lotus Elizabeth Pahandrit J. Redcorn. Honey Bee Gray. Stella McKinley. Dominic Shackelford. Claire Standing Bear Avery.
Luna Josephine Shawnee Jacobs.
Kit Standing Bear.
Teachers.
Hawaii, Nahe, Wakanze, Mary Jacobs.
Wakanze, Kristen Miles.
On behalf of the Postcard Uncle Dobby, I want to address our Chief Assistant Chief and Congress. Thank you for allowing us to pray for you today. We are honored.
Please stand. Thank you, children. Next item on the agenda is roll call.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Gotcha.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Tillman.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is the approval of the journal. Congressman Walker.
Middle of page 2, where we are on ONCR 1918, after the vote, it says ONCA 1981 instead of ONCR 1918, the general order, or on general order.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Pratt.
I guess I'm just questioning, is that out of order? Because I thought you're just, the action is taking place after Report Sustaining Committee. It gets confusing because it's 81 and 18, but it looks proper, the action, because then at the bottom you're just advancing 81 to general order. So the numbers make it look confusing, but I actually think it's correct. It's just weird placement.
You're right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Congresswoman Lemon.
Page 3, there's an extra space about two-thirds of the way down on the motion to amend where it says Congressman Potts made a motion to amend ONC. There's a space between C and A.
Thank you. Congressman Walker.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed say no. Motion passes. Next item is reports of select committees. Do we have any reports of select committees at this time? Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. The Rules, Ethics, and Aggressment Committee met yesterday, and we are reporting ONCR 1918, a resolution to authorize the Principal Chief of the Osage Nation to execute real property leases and right-of-way easements on restricted Indian lands and trust lands on behalf of the Osage Nation through October 1st, 2020. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes for Pratt, Lemon, and Stapler. Also, ONCR 1921, a resolution declaring congressional consent and approval of the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise Board's annual plan of operation for fiscal year 2020. The sponsor is Alice Goodfox. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Lemon, and Stapler. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Any other reports of select committees, Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to report that the Appropriations Committee met to consider ONCA 1989 this morning. It's an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 to the appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community. Final committee action is due pass with 6 yes votes from Potts, Walker, Big Horse, Edwards, Stabler, and Whitehorn.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other reports of select committees? ONCA 1989 will advance to general order. We're now on reports of standing committees. Are there any reports of standing committees? Congressman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker and members of Congress. Referencing bill number ONCA 1865, an act to amend the definition of a child in the juvenile code and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsors is Congressman Scott Bighorse. We pass that out with no recommendation to the Congress. Voting yes is Mason, Bighorse, Stabler, Lemon, Pratt, and Tillman.
Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish to withdraw that piece of legislation.
ONCA 1865?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion, need a motion, clear motion to withdraw.
Make a motion to withdraw ONCA
1885 or 65? Only 65.
My apologies, 1865.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Motion passes. Thank you, Congressman. Any other reports of standing committees? Congressman Bighorse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Cultural Committee met yesterday. First item was on boards and commissions. We had an appointee for the Osage Nation Veterans Memorial Commission. The committee met. Candidate is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to the service. The appointee was Mr. Jim Norris. There were 6 yes votes. Maker, Lemon, Pratt, Stabler, Walker, and Big Horse. Mr. Norris was confirmed. Moving on to bill number ONCA 1962, an act to authorize and appropriate $20,000 for the purchase and placement of a headstone at the St. Francis Cemetery in St. Paul, Kansas, to commemorate a mass Osage burial site and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor was John Maker. The committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes was Maker, Stabler, Pratt, Lemon, Walker, and Big Horse. Moving on to bill number ONCA 1965. An act to authorize and appropriate $350,000 to the museum fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Shannon Edwards. Final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes was Maker, Stabler, Pratt, Lemon, Walker, and Big Horse. And also, meeting on bill number ONCA 1969, an act to provide an appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $98,500 for the fiscal year 2020, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congressman Eli Potts. Final committee action was due pass with a committee substitute. Voting yes was Maker, Stabler, Pratt, Lemon, Walker, and Big Horse. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. I'm told that there's one more, Congressman. ONCA 1990.
My apologies. We did. ONCA 1990, an act to authorize and appropriate $500,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Building in the Pawhuska Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Paula Stabler. Final committee action was a due pass with five yes votes, Maker, Stabler, Pratt, Walker, and Big Horse.
Thank you, sir. ONCA 1962, 65, 69, and ONCA 90. We'll advance to general order. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place introduction of bills and resolutions on today's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion passes. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCA 1991, an act to provide an appropriation for base pay and special adjustments for fiscal year 2020.
Thank you, sir. ONCA 1991 will be assigned to the Appropriations Committee.
Point of order.
Who was first? Congresswoman Edwards.
I just have a point of order.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you put that on first reading or introduction?
Introduction.
Okay.
It's going to move it.
Thank you. Read it in tomorrow. Is that what you wanted?
Yeah.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and add ONCA 1991 on General Order Day 1 on today's agenda.
Second.
Was there a second?
Me.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Any opposed, say no. ONCA 1991 will be added to General Order Day 1 on today's agenda. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Point of clarification, Mr. Speaker. Does that mean that were we just talking about the bill that was introduced is not going to be assigned to a committee?
Yes.
Okay, I just needed that point
yes.
of clarification.
Yes, ma'am. Is that what you wanted to?
Yes. I was just going to clarify that we
yes,
can
ma'am.
Backtrack for a second. She might not have been listening. Then we're going to do that and then hold. It is.
The second reading.
Okay. Congresswoman Lemon.
Okay. So I'm really confused because is it on General Order Day 1 second reading or are you wanting to put it on first reading? I didn't get that clarification.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The motion was to place it on General Order Day 1 first reading so that we can have it assigned to a committee.
Thank you very much.
So, okay.
Move to reconsider.
One moment.
Yep, get voted on. Okay.
Congressman Walker.
Yeah, just point of clarification. What I heard was General Order Day 1, second reading is what I heard the motion to be.
Yes, Congressman Potts.
Make a motion to reconsider the previous motion.
I already made that motion. I thought that you just told me it wasn't voted on.
We did vote on it. Second.
Motion and a second.
Reconsider.
To reconsider. Discussion. Congresswoman Lemon.
Congressman, may I ask that the motion be stated, what we're getting ready to vote on, please, for a point of absolute clarity?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Congress, who made the motion? Which one? Congressman Potts, can you restate your motion?
I'd like to make a motion to recess for a very brief period to clarify.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 We're in recess for 5 minutes. Thank you.
Which is not first reading.